Hey everybody, hope you're having a good day. Let's see, I just went to Boston Comic Con last weekend. I think it was last weekend, I lose track of time, but it was awesome. You should definitely try to go to that show. Got to meet Kevin Eastman, creator of Turtles. That was super awesome. Womanthology was a huge hit. Everything was great. Anyway, the question I got the other day was, how do you get professional work, like paying work? First thing I'm going to say is, how much exposure are you giving yourself? Do you have a website? Is it a clear, easy to navigate website that has your gallery, your resume, your contact info, all that stuff? Are you on Twitter, Facebook, blog, Tumblr, all that stuff? Because I'm on there. I'm your competition, you know? Not really, but you know. And there's a bunch of artists that are, and they're out there getting exposure for their work by posting frequently, DeviantArt, you know, getting their stuff out there, getting fans, getting clients to find their work. Super important, frequently, and just getting in as many places as you can to cover a lot of territory. Go to cons like crazy. That's where you make really close connections with people and with clients and publishers and all of that. So that's super important. Give yourself exposure. The second thing I'm going to say is, how many jobs did you apply for today? I post the links all the time. Concept art jobs board, DeviantArt jobs board, digital webbing jobs board. All of them have jobs all the time. I probably applied for 10 today. I don't need 10 jobs, but I feel out how many opportunities there are out there and see which one works, which one doesn't. Maybe I can pass them on to friends if it's a job that I can't do or whatever. But I do that all the time. Anytime I need work, sometimes I don't, so I just kind of back off. But most of the time I'm out there checking out what jobs are available. Full-time positions, short-term, varying fields from games to movies to comics, just all over the place. And that's another part of it too, is don't limit yourself. If you're an artist, you don't have to be just a penciler or just an inker or just, one style or whatever. You can open yourself up to a bunch of different genres and styles and industries to get more work and to have this be a full time. I've been doing this for 12 years full time. And so anyway, it's totally possible if you're getting yourself out there, if you're applying for jobs, talking with clients, making those kind of connections and seeing what's possible. Even if you don't feel like you're ready, just go out there, start applying for jobs, get small ones if you have to. I mean, stack on a whole bunch of $30 jobs and you're still making a living as an artist. And if you're working hard every day, that will add up. So, that's mostly what I have to say about that. Just exposure, apply for jobs. Don't limit yourself to what you can do, because there's a lot of people out there that can do a lot of things and they're going to take the job if you're not making yourself qualified for it and ready for it. And don't be afraid to apply even if you don't think you're ready for it, because that's how you get out there. That's how you get the connection with clients. Because sometimes a client might want to hire you because they like you. Your artwork, you might think it's one level, but they might think it's higher. And if they really like you and your rates are really good, they might want to hire you more than someone else that has higher rates and, maybe even better quality work or whatever, just based on your personality. Some people are hard to work with, So yeah. And if you have any more questions about this, feel free to Twitter me or DeviantArt me or YouTube or whatever. I'm all over the place. I expose myself a lot in the public. That sounds bad. Let me know if you have any questions. Get on Audioboo and send me some of these, because I like hearing people talk. So all right, have a good day and whatever. Bye.